In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed feast. You know, this Feast of Pentecost is not only a New Testament feast, not only a Christian feast, but as we heard in the reading of the epistle, the apostles gathered on the day of Pentecost. This was 50 days after the Passover, when Moses had received the law. And so now, 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, the apostles have received the Holy Spirit, illuminated by fire to do the work which God has appointed them to do. And that work is this: to preach the gospel to all nations, so that each one was able to hear it in their own tongue, in their own language. We too, having been illuminated in Holy Chrismation, have been sealed with that same Holy Spirit. So this Holy Feast is the fulfillment of the covenant which God made with Moses and his people on Sinai, and the beginning of the public preaching of the gospel of Christ's resurrection by the grace of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. Just as he had guided his people before Christ, speaking through the prophets, the Holy Spirit continues to guide the church. We read in the Acts of the Apostles about that first council in Jerusalem in Acts 15, where the fathers declared, It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us, affirming that life-giving activity of the Holy Spirit in his church. Yet he is not only the guide for those saints, or for bishops, or someone else, but for you and me. For each of us, he guides us for the work of communion with him. And so what does this look like? To live, to dwell in the Holy Spirit and have him dwelling and abiding in me. What does that look like? When I abide in the Spirit, if I abide in the Spirit, as opposed to some other spirit of this world, of this age, when I abide in the Holy Spirit, it bears a particular fruit. And we know what that fruit is. Some of you can probably rattle it off quite quickly, and you're welcome to join me. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That if we have the Holy Spirit abiding in us, these are the fruit that grow from the tree of our life. They are not passion fruit, but passionless fruit. However, when my life produces corrupt and rotten fruit, when I become angry or pessimistic, prideful, anxious, impatient, selfish, judgmental, indulgent, all of these things indicate my alienation from God and his Holy Spirit. And this is because I have opened myself to some other spirit, allowing it to abide in me. Saint Seraphim of Sarov, who we have on the icon over here and also on the mural in the back of the church, if you haven't visited that mural and asked for Saint Seraphim's prayer for a while, please go do it. It's a beautiful little walk around the church. Saint Seraphim says, however important prayer, fasting, vigil, and all the other Christian practices might be, these things do not constitute the aim of our Christian life. Although it is true that they serve as the indispensable means of reaching this end. They are not the end, but they are the way to get there. The true aim of our Christian life consists in acquiring the Holy Spirit of God. And the Christian is to pursue this aim with the same enthusiasm that others seek money and praise, comfort, or power. With that same enthusiasm, we are to seek the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. Because when we unite ourselves to God and His Holy Spirit, it brings the spiritual capital of God's grace in our life. And this spiritual capital is present such that the Christian who has acquired the Holy Spirit, in that one, the grace of God not only fills him or her, but overflows and spills out to those around them. Saint Seraphim famously also said, acquire the spirit of peace, the Holy Spirit, and 1,000 souls around you will be saved. So we know the aim of Christian life, to unite ourselves to God through the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. And we know the means of reaching this goal, a life of prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving, of humility and of repentance. In other words, a life in the church. And we know the difference between the good and life-giving fruit of the Holy Spirit and the corrupt fruit of the passions. So having this knowledge, let us pursue the Spirit of peace. The same Holy Spirit of God, one of the Holy Trinity who is worshipped and glorified with the Father and the Son. First for our salvation, and through us to all those around us. Blessed feast.